Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg.
All right, this has really turned itself into a big hour. And we got calls to get to. We got the NFL conversation to have. We have Cuddle Marry Trash. We have Nobservations with a guest host today. Rick, there's a lot going on today. And it leads you into a holiday weekend.
What could be better than that?
Not a lot. All right, so let's get to it. We'll get to the calls as well. 800-919-3776. I don't know how you feel about this, the potential rule changes in the NFL. We start with this one, which I think is interesting, but I'm not sure I love this one. And that is, instead of the onside kick, or in addition to, I guess, you can still onside kick it potentially, but in addition to having the option of going for an onside kick, you now can have a 4th and 15, I believe it's from your own 25-yard line.
Yes.
And then wherever the play ends, it ends. So if you get 9 yards, then the other team starts at your 34. Yes, no. I mean, where do you fall on this rule?
Yes.
You like it?
I mean, yeah, I like it just because, I mean, onside kicks now, man. I mean, it's what I think it's since the rule was changed, only 11% of the onside kicks actually work.
Right. And that is what? You can only put a certain amount of guys on one side, right?
Yeah. So why not have the opportunity?
Here's my question. I'm 4th and 15. A defensive holding and
see,
now
that's what you don't want.
A full drive now starts out?
Yeah. That's the worst case scenario, yeah. I agree with you. That's the one pitfall is if all of a sudden now we have the ticky-tack holding penalty or whatever it is that ends up giving them a first down and now their drive starts. Yeah, that would be bad.
That would be really bad.
I don't love that part of it, yeah.
So what do you say then? Then the rule has to – you have to be really, really strict with it? Like only blatant penalties are going to be called?
Well, it's not like – I mean, don't pretend like you haven't seen that before.
No, I'm just trying to talk it through with you. What's the right thing? I mean, yeah, in theory, it's interesting. I just don't know how practical it is. And then, guys, I mean, if you have Pat Mahomes, think of the advantage you have now. You have Pat Mahomes. I mean, you see what he did on 4th and 15s last year and 3rd and 15s last year.
Oh, that's why he tweeted the laughing face. Yeah, I mean, that's because he's the best quarterback in the league. That's the benefit of having a great quarterback. I mean, you wouldn't want to see that. I mean, you got the Kansas City Chiefs down, and you have the opportunity to start your drive at your own 25 with a 4th and 15, and you got Pat Mahomes as your quarterback.
Yeah, you have a huge advantage.
Sign up for that. No, but you're right. I mean, the one negative is there'll be people upset if all of a sudden it's a ridiculous penalty call, or it's a ticky-tack penalty call that keeps the drive alive. You capitalize on the 4th and 15, and now you go down and score and win the game. That would be brutal.
It'd be brutal. The official rule would be to provide an alternative to the onside kick. So the onside kick would stay, allowing a team who's trailing in the game an opportunity to maintain possession 4th and 15 from their own 25-yard line. So that therein lies the rule. I mean, it's interesting. I bet you people like it.
Well, I like it because you actually have the ability, to pick up the 4th and 15 and keep the drive going. I mean, you know, Canty would love it. Because it's just another thing the kicker doesn't have to do because he hates kickers. But
right.
I mean, do you get that excited watching an onside kick?
Depending on when it is.
Yeah, but you don't have, I mean.
No, I mean, yes, this really play would be more like exciting than the onside kick. The old onside kick was great, but I understand that it's just so dangerous.
Yeah, and so for player safety, I mean, I don't love the new onside kick rules. I don't love watching it. So if you give me the opportunity, I mean, again, if my team's trailing, I love it. If my team's the team that's winning and all of a sudden they pick up the 4th and 15 and go down and score, I'll hate it.
Could you imagine that? Could you imagine the Jets in a playoff game? Up by 5 points. Other team scores a touchdown. Lead gets trimmed to 5. They go for 4th and 15 with 38 seconds left or a minute 27, no timeouts. 4th and 15 and they pick it up. You would go crazy.
Yeah, I would go crazy and it would suck. But I mean, you have the opportunity to stop them. And if they pick that up, you still have the opportunity to make sure they don't go down and score a touchdown.
So Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, is saying this is picking up steam. Like, he thinks this is a real chance this could get thrown out there.
Well, it's more excitement, right? It's one less thing you have your kicker doing. And on top of it, I mean, you're paying these quarterbacks this ridiculous amount of money. You might as well, you know, use them, you know, in big spots like that.
I'll tell you what, it's an intriguing rule.
If I'm paying my quarterback $35 million a year, I mean, wouldn't you rather have the game in his hands as opposed to your kicker?
Yes.
I would.
You know what it is, honestly? And I don't know if you feel like this, and it doesn't seem like I'm just very resistant to change. So something that's just been a certain way, and I'm not saying this is right or good, but something that's been a certain way forever, and now to just completely overhaul the proceeding is, that's a big deal for me.
It's a big deal, but you've already seen it changed. I mean, you saw the onside kick rule change, and it hasn't worked out great.
No. So, I mean, if you're gonna go onside kick, you're not gonna get it. Right? That's the truth.
It's 11%. I mean, 11%. Those aren't great odds. Much better. There's a much better chance you're gonna pick up the 4th and 15.
I just can't wrap my arms around a great quarterback. Could you imagine that? Like, you're down 18 points and you just start picking them up over and over and over.
Well, you can only do it twice.
So you're down 18, you score a touchdown. Now you're down 11, you do it. You score a touchdown, you do it again, and now you win the game.
But you can only use it twice. The 4th and 15 can only be used twice.
Right. In the entire game, you can only use it two times?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you have to figure no one would ever do it unless they were in dire situation. You can't, I mean, statistically, it's a terrible play.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a great play, yeah. But again, I mean, if you have someone like Pat Mahomes or Deshaun Watson or one of these Russell Wilson, one of these great quarterbacks.
I know.
I love my chances as opposed to my field goal kicker trying to figure it out.
Right, to bounce the ball off the other team and someone to jump on it with four guys on one side. It's true.
Exactly. Listen, that rule's great. And we'll see, you know, it sounds like it's going to end up passing, but the sky judge for me, that's the one I want to see happen. I want the sky ref.
So it's a referee just what, up high watching the game?
Yeah, like the one you saw in the AAF.
Yeah, that I like.
I love it. Absolutely love it. That Fakakta, I mean, stupid pass interference, it was ridiculous.
Well, that's done anyway. That's done.
Yeah, it had to be done because they made a point not to overturn the calls.
It was a mockery. It was ridiculous. It was, I mean, honestly, they never should have instituted it in the first place. They did. It was awful. At least they got rid of it.
Yeah, but it was a knee jerk. It was exactly right. It was a knee jerk.
I know.
Reaction.
It was because, I mean, the Saints were completely ripped off from going to a Super Bowl. It happened on the biggest stage. It was blatant. They had to do something. They did something. It failed, and at least they remedied it.
Yeah, but it didn't feel like they even gave they didn't feel like they ever gave that rule a chance to even
was awful.
Work.
No, because it's almost like they were defiant. Like,
yeah, they sabotaged.
It might be a rule, but we're not calling this ever.
Yeah, they felt like we're going to do it to appease you. But, yes,
but
it's
going
to be gone because we're going to make you look ridiculous because we're going to sabotage the entire process.
So 4th and 15, interesting. Sky judge, I mean, is there a downside from having the sky judge?
I don't think so. I mean, with how fast that game moves and the stuff that you miss, I mean, to have, especially too, because, I mean, you're having the opportunity to see the game like the fan sees it. You know what I mean? I think that would go a long way, I think, for some transparency with some of these calls and how they're made.
I like that the NFL's progressive with these things. They don't always get it right, but I like that they're willing to change.
I think at this point it makes too much sense not to have this. Yeah, but you're still talking about a league, too, that didn't want to pay. I mean, still doesn't pay all the officials full time.
I don't know. Yeah, it's not perfect. There's no doubt about that.
No, it's not perfect. And I mean, you're talking about people's livelihoods at stake. I mean, just think of, forget livelihoods. And again, you can make the argument that, you know, the Saints, you know, still had an opportunity. They had the ball in overtime. But come on. I mean, if that call is made, they win that game.
If that call is made, they win the game and they go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but you're talking about legacies, man. I mean, how much different is the conversation around Drew Brees if he wins a second Super Bowl?
Same with Peyton. Sean Payton, I mean. Right? As a coach, if you win two Super Bowls, it's just different.
That's huge. So if there's a way to all of a sudden now help out the officials whose job, I mean, we think it's easy. It's not. It's one of the hardest jobs in sports.
No. You've been on a sideline of an NFL game, right?
Yeah, it's amazing.
I mean, they're so fast. It's actually scary how fast they are.
Dude, I'll never forget. So when my parents finally let me play football, right? They would never let me play Pop Warner. They finally let me play football, and I was in high school. And I'll never forget, the coach said, you know, what position, you know, have you played or do you want to play? So at the time, I loved Deion Sanders and I loved Emmitt Smith, right? So I wanted to be a running back or a defensive back. So initially I said running back because I wanted to be on the offensive side of the ball. I'll never forget the first practice where I played running back, thinking that there's going to be, like, I would just see the holes and I would be able to.
You got clobbered?
Dude, there's no holes. You don't see anything. It's just colors flashing in front of your face. I got smoke behind the line of scrimmage, and I'm like, I think I'll play corner.
That was it?
That was it.
It was short-lived, your stint at running back?
Yeah, he's like, no, you're supposed to run through this hole. I was like, there was no hole. He's like, well, you gotta be patient. I can't see anything.
I wish I could go back and watch that.
It's ridiculous. Just didn't get to the line of scrimmage. He's like, what are you doing?
The hole
was wide open. I was like, what do you mean it was wide open? It was nothing there. So I played corner.
Was it one run you got?
That was it. One run. I said, no.
One run, and then it was it.
No. I was like, this is not going to happen. There's no chance. He's like, you sure? I'm like, yep, positive.
You were a better tackler at corner than Dion, I'd imagine, right?
Yeah, until I made the decision that I found out that corners don't wear cups. So I was like,
nobody wears cups.
Yeah, I'm like, if professional football players aren't wearing a cup, I'm not going to wear a cup. It's going to restrict me. First play, the wide receiver tries to chop me down, and his leg flips over and just heel kicked me right in the junk.
Oh, God.
I was done.
That's awful.
It was the worst.
That's the absolute worst. All right, you ready to do a little CMT?
Oh, CMT, baby. This is a long weekend Memorial Day edition of CMT.
All right, now, Santiago's involved, yes?
He's fully involved.
Good. He doesn't want to be involved.
No, he's involved. You're like, this
he said
is like,
no.
I've got to keep your call screen up. I've got to put some observations together. I'll give you some
He doesn't want to be involved.
It's one or the other here.
Well, what are we doing here? I thought we were like the Thomas brothers. You don't want to be involved?
Listen, I'll give you my best effort.
So I'm going to be in bed by myself?
If he can be involved, he'll be involved.
Yeah, I want you, Earl Thomas's brother, involved. I want you in on the action.
you guys can handle this by yourselves.
I want you to spectate. Come on. Sharing is caring.
All right, let's go. CMT.
Teamwork makes the dream work. All right, here we go. So what I'm going to do is we did the NFL. We have no hockey yet. We have no NBA yet. We have no Major League Baseball yet. I was going to do some KBO. I was going to throw in some KBO.
You didn't tell me, by the way, a team scored 9 runs in the 9th inning yesterday.
I told you, huge comeback.
Why?
They didn't need all 9. I mean, they only got a run. I was going to break it down. I was going to talk about the 6th inning. Bases were loaded. 2 outs. And we had a weak fly ball. I was going to break down the at-bats and everything. Pitch selection.
Sounds terrific.
Yeah, but bat by at-bat. But I said, you know what? I'll save him from that. So here we go. And this is a Memorial Day cookout. I'm not going to say barbecue because there's different expectations when you go to a barbecue. Because now I got to pull out the smoker and we're talking about ribs and pulled pork. That's not what this is. This is
your expectation cookout. When you go to a barbecue is that there's going to be a smoker?
Well, when you say barbecue, yeah, I think barbecue. Like barbecue food. I think brisket. I think pulled pork.
Okay. Our expectations are very different.
Chicken.
Then.
Okay. That's why you call it a cookout. The cookout expectation is, you know, burgers. So here we go. Cuddle, marry, trash. Now, what I'm going to do is, because I knew Santiago would be involved, I'm going to change this back to the original version of this, which Santiago, red flags all over the place. This is how it should be. So this is how we're going to do it. I'm going to give you 3 options. Uh-huh. You have to cuddle one, marry one, and trash one.
All right. So I'm getting 3 options right off the bat, and I have to assign them to a C, an M, or a T.
Exactly right. Now, here we go. I'm going to give you a hot dog, hamburger, or grilled chicken. What are you doing with them?
Burger. I'm going to write these down, make sure I'm prepared. All right. All right, I got to marry the burger.
Marrying the burger.
I got to marry the burger. A good burger is it's delicious. A rare burger. I'm talking pickles, some onions. A bun. I have to marry that. I can go in no other direction. So I will marry the burger. Ketchup. Oh, just delicious. And that's a no-brainer for me. A lot of thought did not need to be put into that. I'll marry the burger. Now I'm torn. This is Memorial Day. This is not just a garden variety barbecue or cookout. This is Memorial Day. I have to involve the hot dog, sauerkraut, mustard. I'll cuddle that. And here's where you put me in a tough spot. I love grilled chicken. I'm a big fan of grilled chicken. But I can't marry it and I can't cuddle it this holiday weekend. There'll be other times to enjoy and partake in the grilled chicken. This weekend will not be that weekend, so I will trash grilled chicken.
Yeah, this for me was a no-brainer. I'm marrying the hot dog, I'm cuddling the hamburger, and I'm trashing the chicken.
So you and I are debating over cuddle marry, but we both agree with trash.
Well, I love the chicken too, but I mean, there's a lot. You go into someone else's cookout, you could easily screw up the chicken. You could burn it. It could be dry. Hot dog, I don't worry about. I mean, because it's already cooked. You can't screw that up. A little ketchup, ridiculous. A little mustard, some relish, maybe some onion. And then the hamburger. I mean, you can't go wrong with the hamburger. A little cheese. Delicious. All right, here we go. Next one, we're going to get into the condiments. I'm going to give you ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise.
Now, this is unfair.
Why?
I'm going to need clarification. Because if you're giving me mustard hot dog the way to go. So it has to be appropriately assigned.
No, this is not supposed to be hard. I mean, this is supposed to be hard. You're only getting one of the. I mean, you're getting to marry one.
All right, well, I'm trashing mayonnaise.
Okay.
All right, I mean, goodbye. That's done, ripped off like a Band-Aid. I'm trashing the mayonnaise.
Which one like can't you live without?
This is a non-winning situation, because if I'm having a hot dog, well, I'm marrying the burger. So if I'm marrying the burger, I'm marrying the ketchup.
Yep.
And then I will cuddle the mustard, which will cuddle along with the hot dog. Final answer.
See, I like that. Because the ketchup's versatile, too. Because you get
very
French
versatile.
Fries, you could dip the ketchup. You don't necessarily need the mustard on the hot dog, because you can still go sauerkraut. I see where your head's at.
Yeah.
I do like some mayo on the burger, though. I'm going to be honest.
Well, listen, I guess I could go mayo on a burger, but if I'm drafting condiments to put on a burger, mayonnaise is not competing with ketchup.
That's a great point. And you know how much I don't like condiments. So
I was a heavy man for a long time. I'm very well equipped to play this game.
That's just why I did it.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Let's get into some sides. I'm going to go potato salad, macaroni salad, or coleslaw.
Now, I got to be honest with you. I love all of them. Greatly. Potato salad, macaroni salad, coleslaw. I don't feel comfortable trashing any of those, but I will. Because if you gave me a burger with a side of any of those three things, I'm going to be happy.
Pumped.
Really happy. Boy, this to me is the hardest one you've asked. Because I don't feel comfortable trashing any. But I will
I'll go first then. I'm going to marry the potato salad.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to cuddle the macaroni salad. And just because I prefer not to get gassy at the cookout, I'll trash the coleslaw.
Yeah, I was going to go trash the coleslaw as well, but I adore coleslaw. I'm a big fan. I mean,
no, don't get me wrong. I love coleslaw, but I mean, if I have to choose between macaroni salad and potato salad and the coleslaw, give me the potato and the macaroni.
Yeah, you can't sleep on the coleslaw. All right, I think I'll agree with you though. I'm gonna marry the potato. I'll cuddle the macaroni and I'll trash. I'm uncomfortable trashing the coleslaw, but I will for this exercise.
Especially when you have that nice potato. So it's got the gherkin, like the little gherkins in it. Oh my God.
Oh, it's delicious.
Delicious. Let's go some more sides. I'm going to give you French fries, baked beans, or corn on the cob.
I feel like this is an unfair exercise because I really love all these things.
It's just not meant to be easy.
No, but this is harder than when you ask me about like the stuff during the week. I'm having more trouble with the barbecue stuff than the NFC South.
Because that's how much you love food.
I love it. And barbecue is that's my wheelhouse.
This is the only thing getting us through our days right now is what we're going to eat.
Give me those three again. Corn on the cob. I love corn on the cob.
Corn on the cob, baked beans, and French fries.
All right, I'm going to marry fries. Although I do question French fries at a cookout.
Yeah,
but I'm going to marry the fry.
I'm taking the potato, a real baked potato, and I'm cutting this thing up into French fries, and I'm gonna bake these bad boys perfectly seasoned.
Bad boy baking.
Oh, delicious.
All right, I'll tell you why I'm going to go with the cob as trash. And you might hear corn on the cob trash and say, wait a minute, Rothenberg, you're crazy. And I might be. But there's damage that corn on the cob can do that lingers for quite a while. Because if I get corn in my teeth, which is
ruined,
to happen, and I'm now either not home, or I'm socially distancing myself at someone else's barbecue, or I'm home and we're, you know, having a nice time. Now I have to be the guy that's picking my teeth with like a plastic fork. I don't want to be that guy. And I don't want to be the guy that has to run upstairs for dental floss. So I'm going to trash corn on the cob. I'm going to marry the beans. And I know that can be dangerous, but I think my stomach can handle it. And I will cuddle the beans and I will marry the fries.
I like that. I think I would. I think I would go because I already got the potato salad, so I don't need more potatoes. I think I would. I'm gonna marry the baked beans. I'm gonna cuddle the corn on the cob, and this just sounds crazy. I'm gonna trash the French fries.
You're trashing French fries?
Yeah, because it's just. I mean, it's at a cookout. Are they gonna be great French fries? I mean, are they?
Well, I'm thinking that anything that's done is gonna be well done.
Is this a bad?
I don't mean overcooked. I mean done well.
Okay.
So I'm not thinking right. I'm going to get like some raw French fry. I'm thinking I'm going to get a delicious, crispy with ketchup French fry.
You almost changed my mind though, because you're right. Because all of a sudden now I'm in a huge. This is a huge predicament. Because if I get corn stuck in my teeth and I don't have any floss or anything, now this is my.
Now you have an
my
issue.
Bar, it's, yeah, that's right. Cookout's ruined.
But a little butter on a fresh piece of corn. Oh,
delicious. Here we go. Guacamole, salsa, or onion dip.
All right, I'm going to trash the onion dip. That to me is easy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Onion dip is delicious.
I like all these things. I've told you. But I'm not going to marry onion dip. I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to marry the guac cuz guac is a somewhat healthy, very filling appetizer that I can get heavily involved with. A good chip to go along with good guac, unparalleled. Unparalleled. So I'm going to marry the guac. What's my second choice?
Salsa.
Yeah, salsa delicious as well. I'll cuddle the salsa and I will. I'm going to trash the onion dip.
Makes sense too because the versatility. Because yeah, I mean, if you want to throw the guac on the burger, you could do that. Salsa. So now we're talking about the vehicle to get the guac in your face. I'm going to give you Tostitos.
Ooh.
I'm going to give you just a regular Lay's potato chip, and I'm going to give you Doritos. What are we doing?
No, I got to marry the Tostito. That to me is a no brainer. I have to marry the Tostito. A Lay's potato chip with this is with salsa or this is with guac?
It can be with whatever you want.
Now I'm gonna trash the Lay's potato chip.
Yeah.
I love the Lay's potato chip.
Yeah,
not to ensconce my
No, because if you're not, I mean, if you're not going to keep the onion dip, you don't need the chip. You're going to have a delicious Dorito, and then you got the Tostitos to dip in the guac and the salsa.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a perfect marriage. All right, here we go. Final one. This might be tough for you because you seem like a Zima guy.
Tough for me. I'm having tremendous trouble with every single one.
I'm going to give you, now this is what you get to drink at the cookout. I'm going to give you beer, hard seltzer, or a glass of crisp, delicious rosé. What are we doing?
I don't appreciate you taking shots at me. A hard seltzer can be a tasty treat. And if given the option, I would not run from it. I'd run towards it. But for this exercise, I'll still trash it. I'm gonna go differently than you. I'm gonna marry the beer, and I'm gonna cuddle into the wine.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm the same. I'm gonna marry the beer. Yeah, I'm gonna cuddle the rosé. I'll have a couple glasses of rosé, but it's gonna be mostly beer for the day, and then hard seltzer. Yeah, I could do it, but for this exercise, I'll trash that one.
That was a fun exercise. A Memorial Day, starting the weekend right, cuddle, marry, trash.
There it is.
Beautiful.
CMT.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And now, by the way, Nobservations better be unparalleled because he couldn't participate in CMT because he was preparing Nobservations. Right?
That's the expectation. That has to be. And there's a story that has video attached to it that if it isn't involved in Nobservations, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Yeah, he's going to be judged at a higher level today. 98.7 ESPN and Stu Leonards wants to salute the brave and hardworking heroes during this pandemic. Over the past week, we've asked our listeners to nominate a hero who deserves a first responders gift box from Stu Leonards. Remember, if you'd like to purchase a gift box to send, head to stusgifts.com for every first responder gift box they sell. Stu's will donate $25 to the American Red Cross. Let's bring him on. Michael from West Babylon, New York, who nominated his lovely wife, Lisa. Hey, Michael, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you guys?
We're okay after a little cuddle, marry, trash on a Friday. So tell us why Lisa was the obvious choice for you.
Oh, she's for my wife, my kids, but now with this pandemic, she's actually stepped up. She's a home health care worker, and she hasn't missed a beat, even though they tried to, like, scale her back because they need her, and these people are used to her, and they're used to having her come, and she stepped up. One of her care patients was 92 years old. He was going to have his birthday with no fanfare, no nothing. She went out of her way, out of her own pocket. She organized one of those drive-by parades. She baked them a cake and everything. She's great. She really deserves it. And I probably take advantage, you know, and don't appreciate her as much. So I'm glad you guys were able to step up and help out.
Is she listening to this?
Do not know, because I guess she's actually at that gentleman's house as we speak. So,
well, I hope that people that know her get to hear this and contact her and tell her what a nice thing you did and how appreciated she is from you every single day. Right, Michael?
I hope so. Yep.
All right. Good stuff. Have a great weekend, a healthy weekend. We appreciate the call.
You too. Thank you very much.
All right. That is Michael from West Babylon, New York. This is a nice segment we do, nominating him.
I love this. I do like this a lot. We need to hear the good. We have to. We have to hear the good. There's too much of the bad. We need as much good as possible.
Yes. So I just saw this, and it terrifies me and excites me all wrapped up into one. Florida has completely opened up youth sports.
Yeah, I told you yesterday, I'm getting videos. My nephew is already like getting ramped up for spring hockey already.
Oh, my God.
It scares the hell out of me.
I mean, it's terrifying, but my kids haven't played sports in months.
Yeah, but to kids, and then it's the parents. I mean, what happens? That's the thing that freaks me out.
It's terrifying. It's exciting, but it's terrifying.
Like I said to my wife, I mean, at some point, I mean, you know, we'd like to see my father-in-law, Doc, and my mother-in-law. But I mean, my father-in-law has asthma. My mother-in-law has some underlying health issues as well. So what happens now? Like my niece and nephew are going to go back to playing sports. They can't go see my.
No.
How can you do that? You can't run that risk.
They can't.
I don't know, man. It's just, it's crazy.
It's scary. It is. All right.
I'm trying to make a hockey schedule right now. I'm trying to make a high school hockey schedule with no idea.
Next season?
Yeah, with no idea what the fall is going to look like for school, if they're going to be back, what the rules are going to be. I mean, hockey's been. I mean, the state of New York has said hockey's medium risk, not high risk. But what is medium? The whole thing is just—it's a crapshoot.
Well, I guess you make the schedule, right? And then if you have to cancel, you cancel.
Yeah, no, listen, you're not wrong,
right? Like the NFL. I mean, you put out your schedule. This is the plan, and then we adjust it as we get here.
It just seems. I mean, it seems. Like it's never going to happen. There's not one rink open now. It doesn't seem like it's going to happen. And on top of that, too, I mean, I'm going to be tasked with trying to keep these kids healthy and like keeping them safe. Just scary.
I know, because you're the position of power. I know it is. It's terrifying. Now, in these trying times, important to remember we pull together as a community. Small businesses all over going to be feeling the lasting effects of this pandemic. If you are a small business trying to get the word out that you're still serving the community, let us know. Send us an email to 987ESPN@gmail.com. Let us know your story so we can pass the word along, give you a little help, and give you a little help within our community. All right. Now, Santiago was supposed to participate in Cuddle, Marry, Trash. He wanted no part of it. He's too busy getting observations ready. Rick, you would agree that the level of greatness that this should be from Santiago through the roof today.
Yeah, I mean, this is Marconi worthy is what I'm expecting.
No, a lot of pressure on you, Raymond. A lot of pressure.
All right, well, standing by.
Okay.
You know what's amazing? Ready? Just quickly, Ray, before you hit the sign. You know what's amazing, Dave? We spent, you know, yesterday talking a lot about, you know, college football coming back. So I'm sitting here watching ESPN and I'm reading the screen. The question is, impact a player testing positive for coronavirus can have on a team. The response from the SEC commissioner
is,
well, that is one of the massive homework projects facing college football.
We're going to look right into that immediately following 75,000 people packed into Jordan-Hare Stadium.
We're going to look into that one right after we open up facilities and let the kids come back to work out.
Once they start working out, that'll be step two.
That's unbelievable.
Step two. That's college football for you, man. All right, Santi, go ahead.
Do you need to feel better about your life?
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
Let's take a look at Rick's Knobservation.
Welcome back, dum-dum.
Ah, yes. Stepping in for the great Rick DiPietro here. Okay, so we're going to follow Rick's pattern. We're going to continue with the good news to start things off. You
nice,
guys are
like
agreeable
that.
With that, right?
I love that.
You guys know Tony Hawk?
Yeah, of course.
Yes, sir.
Big fan of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, the remastered edition coming out, but that's not what this is about. So a FedEx carrier in Georgia turned to TikTok for help that a six-year-old fan of Tony Hawk had for him. The kid's name is Cooper Morgan, lives down there, flagged the FedEx driver. His name is Mikhail Farrar on his route, chasing the truck down, and he's got this beat-up skateboard and says, hey, I want you to send this to Tony Hawk for me. Tell him it's from Cooper. So the guy doesn't have any idea how to get anything to Tony Hawk, so he, like most people these days, goes to social media. And actually, I'm going to play you this clip here, which is the guy on social media, the FedEx driver, and then you get the response from one Tony Hawk. Take a listen.
So I'm doing my delivery route today, and I see this little kid chasing my truck, trying to flag me down. He's like, excuse me. So I pull over. I'm like, hey, man, what's up? He's like, can you mail something for me? I was like, yeah, sure. And he runs in his house. He comes back out, and he goes, hey, sir, do you know the pro skater Tony Hawk? I was like, yeah, I know who he is. He goes, can you mail this to him? And this is what it was. He says, get this to Tony Hawk for me. Tell him it's from Cooper. And I just thought it was adorable. His mom comes outside and kind of winks and was like, yeah, make sure you get it to Tony Hawk. Obviously, I can't mail it to Tony Hawk. I don't know Tony Hawk's address. But the least I could do was put it out there in the universe. So, Tony, if you see this, Cooper in Suwanee, Georgia is a big fan. Maybe you can give him a shout out. And the next time I drive by his house, I'll show him the video. And it'll probably make his whole life.
Hey, Cooper, what's up? It's Tony Hawk. And I just want to say thank you so much for the skateboard. It's on its way to my house already. And as a thank you gift, I'm going to send you my skateboard. This one right here that I'm riding. All right. Thanks, buddy. I hope to meet you sometime.
Oh, that's awesome.
Awesome.
That is great. Awesome.
And it doesn't cost Tony Hawk anything. And he just made that kid's life.
So he changes the life of a little kid. But I got to tell you, as great as Tony Hawk is, that FedEx driver, what a great guy.
It's unbelievable. You know what's crazy? I mean,
what a nice guy.
Had I not known that this was initially going to be a great story, I thought this would have pivoted to the kid had no idea how to get the skateboard to Tony Hawk, so he just took his parents' car and tried to drive it himself.
Yes, and drove it out there.
By the way, any updates on that today, Dave?
I have nothing. Well, trust me, when I have updates on the 5-year-old trying to drive out to California to check out the Lamborghini and getting rewarded for it, I will bring it to your attention.
I want daily updates on his rewards.
They actually flew him to Italy. He's now participating in making his own Lamborghini.
Right. And he's allowed on the track, you know, driving around.
All right.
I got to be honest. I mean, with good news days, Rick, you never bring audio to it.
That's because I don't control the audio.
All right.
Santiago has the unfair advantage where he has the board to cut sound and everything
else. So you feel like this is a home court kind of
thing. Well, wait a minute. That's not fair because anytime you need that audio, you do make a request. So you can make the request and I'll get you any audio that you need. You know that.
I understand that. I just don't like to put more on your plate. I mean, you're nice enough to come into the studio and keep the show on the air. I don't want to have you doing all this extra stuff.
I appreciate it. I appreciate your foresight. Would you like to play Did It Happen in Florida?
Oh, I love that game.
Course.
Recycling center evacuated after someone tries to recycle a live cannonball. Police officers were dispatched to a recycling center at 12:20 p.m. Tuesday when workers came across what was described as a 6-inch, 6-pound shot put ball on the processing line, according to a police report. Officers found the cannonball was live and likely a percussion cap style detonator subsequently evacuated the center. Thanks to all public safety officers who helped and to the brave men and women at the Recycling Education Center, County Commissioner Phil Skaggs said in a Facebook post Tuesday. And a reminder, everyone, please follow the instructions on how to recycle. Just to be clear, in all caps, do not recycle cannonballs from any war. Officers from the state police bomb squad were able to safely remove it from the premises. Did this happen in the great state of Florida?
Did you say Civil War?
It was a Civil War cannonball.
Oh, my God.
Little spring cleaning?
Oh,
honey, what? Honey, enough. No one cares about your cannonball. Like, what do we got to do with this thing?
Sweetheart, we're approaching 200 years already. Let it go.
Should we throw it away? No. How dare you throw this away?
We should recycle it.
We should recycle it.
Oh, my God. So what's that, Florida? This is a good one. What's that, Florida?
Oh, my goodness.
How heavy? I mean, was Florida heavily involved in the Civil War?
6-inch, 6-pound.
6-inch, 6-pound. I'm going to say no. I'm going to guess it's somewhere like a northeast site, like a Massachusetts or a Connecticut. I'm going to say not Florida.
This could be Pat the Patriot. I have to agree with Dave just because Dave has been on a heater. I'll go with Dave, not Florida.
Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Ooh, Michigan. Nice.
big Civil War area.
It is spreading.
It really is.
It's all over the place.
I'll give you a bonus. Did it happen in Florida? Mayor lies in coffin and pretends to be dead coronavirus victim to avoid arrest after breaking curfew rules to go drinking. The mayor of a small town lay in a coffin pretending to be dead after he was caught by police violating a coronavirus lockdown rule while drinking with friends. When officers came to arrest him, he lay down in an open casket and played dead.
No.
A photo of the mayor wearing a face mask and lying in the coffin has been circulated online. Did this happen in Florida?
This to me feels easy. Not only is this not Florida, that can't be in this country. It can't.
Rick?
I have to agree with Dave. I'm not even sure if there's a curfew in Florida at this point.
No.
Correct again. Jaime Rolando Urbina Torres, the mayor of a small town in the country of Peru.
There you go. There was no way that was going to be this country.
He was going to jump in this coffin.
He was dead. Showed up at work on Monday.
All right. You know, we couldn't avoid this one. You guys saw about Aaron Judge's girlfriend, Samantha Braxiak, I believe is how you pronounce her name.
Yes, we did.
We saw this.
Yeah. Sure did.
She received a DUI, I believe, in Scottsdale, Arizona, and video of her pulling a quasi "Do you know who I am?" has surfaced online, and I'll play a clip of that for you here.
Do you understand New York media?
New York media?
Yeah.
I don't know what New York media is now.
Exactly. Then you don't understand.
What is New York media?
What do you mean, what is New York media?
I don't know what it is. So
media in the sense of New York, like, my boyfriend is in the spotlight of New York media.
Okay.
In general. And now here I am handcuffed in Arizona, like Scottsdale, Arizona. Like, that is not good.
What does he do? Does he own the company, or what is he?
He plays baseball for New York.
Okay.
So this is not good.
Prior to all that, she had kind of gone on, you know, the typical, I'm only a mile away from my home, you know, things that people who have been caught in DUIs have been found to say, unfortunately.
How much better would that clip have been when she said, "Do you know New York media?" And he's like, "What do you mean New York media?" And she was like,
"What is
like,
New York media?"
No, she was like, you know, Dave Rothenberg, like New York media.
Oh, yeah. He's going to destroy me for this.
You never know.
Yes. Thankfully, my name was not mentioned, but her boyfriend, Aaron Judge, must be none too happy with this story right now.
I'm going to close in observations with two more quick stories, and they're back in the relationship variety, but you'll get a kick out of this. A man gets a girlfriend a congratulations cake after she finally farts in front of him. There are many milestones to celebrate with one another, from the first time you spend the night to meeting the parents and anniversaries. One couple celebrated a rather different occasion, the first fart. After 3 years of being together, Ryan McErlin's girlfriend, Kaylee Warren, finally farted in front of him. He was so proud of his partner, he decided to congratulate her by getting a fancy cake with a sweet message written in the icing on the top. The decadent cheesecake read, "Took you 3 years. Congratulations for finally farting."
People are weird.
That was in Australia, by the way.
And just to ensure that she does it again, she's actually lactose intolerant. That's why I get him the cheesecake.
Right. Opens up, you know, Pandora's box.
Maybe he's very excited about it. Who knows? Last one, a heartbroken
How's
woman.
That even a news story?
Man, listen, it's a story.
Because it's ridiculous.
How is that a news story?
This one's even more ridiculous. You'll appreciate this.
Rick would be front page news every day.
He probably would.
You should have seen the Dutch oven I gave her last week.
Oh, dear. All right, Santi, please, go.
A heartbroken woman took revenge on her cheating ex-boyfriend by sending him a ton, yes, a ton of onions to, quote, make him cry as much as I did. Left devastated after being dumped by her partner of over a year, she had... A 2,000 pounds worth of red onions delivered to the man's door with explicit orders not to knock on the door, not to say anything, but to pile the bags of onions in front of the door. A note on the onions read, "I've cried for 3 days. Now it's your turn."
First of all, it's ingenious.
Well, no, what do you mean genius? She doesn't understand that. You actually need to cut the onion to cry. Just an onion in a bag does not make you cry.
But the fact that she's piling up 2,000 pounds of onions is that's a disaster for this guy.
It's a waste of money. It's ridiculous.
How much does that kind of stuff cost?
I don't have that in there, but there she actually was quoted as saying, "I've got the money. I don't care. I just want to make him cry."
And only dated a little over a year.
You can probably see why the relationship ended.
Yeah.
But he's not going to cry. I mean, there's,
he's probably sautéing things like crazy now, by the
exactly
way.
Right. He's probably having a sausage with some peppers and onions.
French onion soup at this guy's house, yeah.
He should mock her. He should make a thousand different things with the onions.
He should eat the onion like an apple. Put it on social media.
I mean, there's a company that sends a box of poop and you're going to send bags of onions? Ridiculous. Waste the money.
That's it for today's observations, guys.
I got to be honest, you did well.
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
I was hoping you wouldn't, but you did really well.
Hey, wow. Dave, do me a quick favor, too, just because Ray had so much on his plate. The story I was alluding to, just Google this during the break so you can watch this. Google glow stick dance fail.
Glow stick dance fail. I will Google that, as you should as well out there in radio land.
DiPietro, Kathy, and Rothenberg. Weekdays at 10 on 98.7 ESPN.